This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me.
You can find yourself wishing that your life looked like someone else's.
You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it's so true. It might look like someone has it all together on Instagram, but in reality, they probably don't. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I think that's what I love about therapy. You can just go to therapy for everything.
Everything and anything.
Any problem you have, no matter how big or small,
yeah,
it's going to help. If you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go loud. Welcome to Home or Drink Extra Juice. This is a bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser, say a little bit of less restricted things that we say in our main episode. It's just a bit more chill vibes.
Today it's definitely giving two-day hangover. Yeah.
Very chill vibes. And this week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark for Pennies, which has launched its fourth collection. So many collections.
I know.
She's killing it. With international superstar style icon Rita Ora for summer 2024.
It's festival season, so this collection has the perfect pieces to embrace and focus on the high summer festival styles with big ruffles, sheer dresses and statement accessories. I'm obsessed with the little shorts.
The little hot pants.
Oh.
So cute.
And everything is like lacy and like it's giving like boho kind of.
Really cute. Emma was wearing to Longitude. She's wearing the frill hot pants.
Yeah, I loved them.
A black kind of, it was like a waistcoaty lace top.
They're fabulous.
And cowboy boots. It was just a sleigh.
Stunning.
The range is inspired by the iconic boho chic look and has been designed to be effortless and freeing with delicate tops, light fabrics and soft floral embroidery.
You can check out the Rita Ora Summer 24 collection in your nearest penny store now.
Rant of the week. We kind of just...
Complain.
It can literally be... It's always the first world problem, yeah, that we always say. Just anything. It's taken with a pinch of salt.
Mm-hmm.
And it can just be something that annoyed us even slightly in the past week.
Yeah.
And for this week... People, I think I've said this before, people online are just, there's just so many miserable people. You can't do anything without someone saying something, yeah, bad. Like, why are you so miserable?
Mm.
Get off
the internet.
Go touch the grass.
Mm.
You need serious talking to.
If anything, like, I'm just so at a stage now where I literally just roll my eyes and I feel sorry for people who go to the effort of doing all that. Like, if anything, I think it's a reflection on them, yeah, not on you.
100%.
But, like, it's little stupid things. Like, I posted a TikTok the other week about going down to Galway for the weekend. And, like, people commented on me, like, oh, did you pay for this and all? No, I just went down after you robbed the place.
Robbed the place blind.
What? You
went in and asked, can I get a free meal? Like,
what?
Do you think people think that's how it works?
I don't know.
I think people think that you go in and you're like, hey, I'll put this up if you get to me for free.
I could never.
No.
I would be absolutely mortified.
I would be dead. Like, no. I couldn't.
I'd be
mortified.
I think
people think that's what happens.
Like, even if I get, like, invited in somewhere or, like if someone does, I don't know.
Well, say if someone texted you and said, do you want to come to my restaurant?
Yeah, I'd still always offer to be like, well, can I pay? Can I, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Depending on what it is or where you're going or...
Yeah.
I'd never just assume, I can't, like, there genuinely is people out there that would just assume.
That will do that, like.
Yeah. This free.
That's but yeah, cheeky.
TikTok's gone wild, guys.
It's gone wild.
It's crazy. Really
weird. Like, I just think, like, no one is ever, like, happy for anyone anymore. It's like, oh, there's always has to be something bad, or like people are looking for the bad, and it's like that is draining.
Yeah,
you must be tired of doing that. I just don't think my brain ever jumps to that, ever.
But like, even if I see something that I'm like, oh, rolling my eyes at on TikTok. Go to the energy of fucking commenting on it and all.
Your finger.
You just go, do, just flick. It's just fine. Scroll by. It's not that deep. You don't have to get invested in everything that annoys you. Like,
no. And I had people, when I done the, as in the performance for Longitude.
Deadly.
But people were like, in the comments of one of them, they're like, musicians have like honed their talent for years and all, and someone like that gets to go up and whatever.
What do you mean someone like that? What do you mean? You deserved to be there and then as much as anyone else.
The main thing is, I don't know what people want me to do. I made a remix of a song that was already made.
Yeah.
Do they want me to, every time I mention my song, say, this is my cover of my song that was actually written by someone else? No, I'm sorry. I'm not.
Like, what do they expect you to say? That all the time?
Probably. Like, someone goes, it's a cover of Jamila's song. I goes, actually, it's not even Jamila's song. Her song. Would you say the same thing to her?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Every time she sang it, like, or every time
everything,
you heard it.
Like, people just want
something to hate
on everything.
No.
And
it's not that deep.
Just let them. You're right. They're wasting their own breath.
Mm.
Honestly.
It's so funny.
Yeah. So. That's my rant.
The block button is my favourite thing ever.
I don't even block them.
Oh, I do. I love it.
Like, it's actually, we were hungover yesterday, sitting around in my friend's apartment, and we all had breakfast, and I was sitting there reading out my hate comments, and we were wetting ourselves. Pissing ourselves. And my friend was doing the same thing. It was very
But funny. That probably annoys people more, the fact that you can just sit there and laugh.
And laugh.
Like, they want you to sit there and be upset over it, but it's like...
You think that's the worst thing I've heard about myself?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's not
You're wrong.
Deep.
No. And if it was something, I think I'd only ever be annoyed if it was something that I was like, say I put something up and I was insecure about a certain part of my body or something, and someone commented on that, like that would probably get me. But when it's something that I'm like, I know that that's not true what they're saying, I'm like, well, go on, say it then.
You can just let it go.
Yeah, that's my rant this week.
Touch the grass, guys.
Rude.
It's not that honestly. Deep.
And if you feel like you ever want to leave a hate comment, honestly look at yourself. Because it
says so much more about the people who leave it.
Yeah, and I think that it's actually a problem where people need to be like, shit, what's wrong? What's going on with me?
Yeah.
I feel the need to leave this. Like, that's not a normal feeling to have, I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's really not, actually.
It's not, definitely not.
No.
Mm-mm. No. Do I have... No, I definitely haven't. Price of taxis. What the fucking hell?
Yeah, your taxi was expensive.
My taxi
was always expensive. Every time you go.
I don't think so.
That's like, giving like airport to home.
Does it say how long the journey is? Hold on. I don't think that can be right. Now, it was a big, huge taxi. So does that matter? Like, is that a thing?
No. Did you get it?
I couldn't drive myself this morning. I just couldn't. I had to get a taxi. Price breakdown. Oh.
What?
Never mind. It's my own fault.
What was it?
It's a tip.
Oh.
So it should have been 33. But even since 33, I think, is heavy, is it? No, not really.
Pretty, yeah. What percentage tip was that? 20 must be.
10 or 20, I have it on, yeah. Right, my rant doesn't really count.
The clip came up almost on the Two Johnnies podcast.
Yeah, I didn't even read the comments.
They're not even bad.
No, I was just like,
it's not bad.
Me asking this tourless county. What is wrong with me?
Yeah.
What is wrong with me? What?
We were there.
Like, seriously, what the fuck? Have you ever been to Braveheart? We're like,
no.
Yeah, we were tourless.
Yeah, the comments were just, it was just like, influences.
Yeah. Nah.
But then someone come to tag their friend and be like, this is me.
See? Guys,
we're not all geography geniuses.
I want to get a scratch map for Ireland.
What's that? Oh, to go to all the counties?
I said it with Snickers the other week. Aww. I was like, I want to start getting a scratch map and go to all the counties in Ireland, because there's definitely counties we haven't been to.
100%.
Definitely.
I think I've been to Galway when I was younger, but not recently.
Go.
I know, I need to go.
Have to go.
And I got a message off a surf school, actually, in Sligo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'd love to try it.
Remember we always said we wanted to go to the West Coast?
Yeah.
Like travel up the west
coast.
I want to go oyster picking.
I wish you could be guaranteed good weather, but Ireland's not.
Oh no, can't.
It doesn't.
We never rely on the weather here.
The longitude weather was good actually on the Sunday.
Saturday was
a washout. Yeah,
didn't want to get out of the car at all. But I don't know why we go with no clothes on, expecting the good weather, and it's like we live in Ireland.
I just have always.
Why am I giving
it's
out?
It's just always been nice weather for longitudes. Once when I went the first year I went, I think it was like. I must have been like 17 or something, and it was pissing that
was
time.
It?
Still wore hot pants.
Oh, yeah.
Top.
As we
speaking
do.
Of, speaking of people online, it's got a notification saying,
oh,
I like you, but that outfit was not it.
About what?
My outfit for long, dude. I fucking love my outfit.
Well, I loved it. But
it's a fake page with 2 followers, so that really says it all.
Did you know on Instagram, actually, right?
Can you see that? Do you have this now where you can see if people have sent your post again?
No.
Yeah, you can.
Where?
This is the new thing. No, you can't see who sent it, but you can see that the number of people that have sent it.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So, like, you can see how many times it's been sent to someone.
Or maybe that's shared.
No, I don't have it. Not cool enough.
I might need to get an update. Now, I don't know if that's sent or also shared onto the story.
Okay.
Because that was a giveaway and it has quite a lot of them.
Okay.
But yeah.
But once they click share, it could go into that kind of...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you know you can go onto someone's Instagram and see how many times they've changed their username?
What?
Never knew that was a thing.
How?
You click their name and it says like, username has been changed 3 times. Username has been changed 10 times.
What's that? Click name.
My sister was showing me the other day.
I click my own name because it's my page.
Go on to mine. See, I don't think I've ever changed mine.
I don't think I've changed mine either. I'm actually glad. I actually before.
Look.
Date joined.
So like date joined, verified account, whoever this is. Like, but if she'd changed her name, it would come up. Yeah, how many times they've changed. Like we were showing me one. It was like changed their username 10 times.
Oh my God.
Has like no picture, only follows people, has no followers.
Gas.
Mad, isn't it?
I remember I messaged the girl who has my name. She has just Charlene. And I was like, oh, I would really, that was like, do you want to, can I pay you to get it? She's like, no.
She said, no. What was it, just
I didn't even ask how much I was offering. Now, I don't know what I would have paid, but just, yeah, just Charlene. Yeah.
Aww.
Maybe one day she changed her mind.
One day, yeah.
I'd say when you, once you have it, you just don't want to.
No, yeah, it, yeah.
Like, shit. Please. Because I have a friend that done that for a TikTok. She bought the username of just her name. Of someone.
What the hell?
Yeah. I don't know how the trade goes.
Like, yeah, what you mean?
I don't know.
I thought that's illegal or something. I was watching a TikTok the other day and it was something about some woman tried to buy some Instagram name and they had to go after her and be like, it's actually illegal, you can't do that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, it's some American thing, so yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's a whole different gravy.
Oh, yes.
Going to go into If I Was You. Also, sorry, if you have any rants of the week you want to send in or you agree with us, you want to like elaborate. I feel like I don't want the one that of me about hate, like people online. I don't know if it's too niche for like someone who is online.
Mm.
But I feel like also anyone who, I remember there was 3 girls that got interviewed, I think it was London or something. And they were getting hate on the video anyway, but I remember I met one of them. She was like, oh my God, how do you do that all the time? We were getting hate on me. So I think it's when people experience that themselves in any way.
They understand it more.
That it's like, shit, like that is shit.
It's a thing. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my rant. If you want to send yours in, you can email us at homeydrink@goloudnow.com and follow our Instagram as well, which is homeydrinkpod. So If I Was You is where we get to give you very honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you in a situation. It's kind of like a dilemma from our main episode, but we get to answer one and not sit on the fence.
Yeah, if we cutthroat in
this.
Because
it's easy to sit on the fence and give us both sides, but I think we need to be more, for this one, we're just to be more direct.
Mm-hmm.
And all these are sent into our email address, which is homeydrink@goloudnow.com. And this is the only way we take in suggestions for the segment, not through DMs. And we always, always keep them anonymous as well. So this is our If I Was You for today. Hi girls, I want to start off by saying I love you guys so much and adore listening to your podcast. It's safe to say the pod has helped me through so much to find myself in college and the big bad world.
Aww.
I'm happy to say I've been lucky enough to have found an angel man and we've been together for 2 years. He is genuinely perfect and we are so in love and honestly have no problems. However, I'm struggling to deal with his crazy ex-girlfriend. I don't like labelling anyone as crazy, but it's getting to the point where she's showing up in my work multiple times a week with her friends to try and intimidate me, almost as if to make me feel bad for being with my boyfriend. Because she is aware of where I work now, her and her friends will come in so much, and the other co-workers would mention it that I don't even know them and the situation, and there are a few tills where I work each time, whereas other people will be on tills and they choose to come up to my till. I just don't understand what the problem is, as she has a boyfriend and the breakup between her and my boyfriend was not messy at all and not recent. It doesn't intimidate me that they show up at work, but it makes me wonder why someone would want me to feel bad. Oh, that's really sad. I just can't wrap my head around it. I'm asking if you have any advice on how to rise above it and not let it get to me, because at this point it's so annoying. I understand she's younger than me, but I can't put it down to immaturity, but it feels like someone has one-sided beef with me.
That's just weird at this point. Like,
oh, that's really sad.
They broke up 2 years ago.
And it wasn't even a bad breakup. And she has a new boyfriend.
And she's a new boyfriend.
Why is a new boyfriend? I'd be going mad.
I'd be fuming.
Like, obviously she's still bothered if she's going through that effort.
That's just weird.
To do that. Like, just know that you're already above her.
Oh yeah.
You're like not feeding into it. You're not, like you said, it's one side of beef. You don't care about this girl. She cares a lot about you. And
you're not intimidated by it.
No. And she's putting a lot of time and effort into
you. Would you be arsed?
That is weird as hell.
That is mortifying. If you found out that I was doing that to someone, or like, I'd hope you'd clip me by
your head.
Give me a good wobble. That's weird.
Yeah. That's crazy. That is crazy. I'm sorry.
Do you say it to her? Here, what's your problem? Get out.
I know, but I wonder, would it be a thing where she'd be like, oh, what do you mean? This is like a public shop. I live around here or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Making it seem like it's a coincidence, but I don't know. I'm glad that's not
bothering
her, but also just said that it's annoying that someone's going through an effort to try and make you feel bad.
Do you wonder how long she's been doing this for?
I know.
Going into her job.
Probably the last 2 years. Could you get her barred? Is that really...
Yeah, could you? I wonder what kind of shop it is.
I feel like you can't if it's... They're not actually saying... If they were like coming in and giving her abuse and stuff, you probably could, but...
I wonder, could you like... See, the first thing I was going to say there, I wonder, could you change your shift? But like, why should you have to go to the effort?
To change anything.
Yeah, no, why should you have to go to the effort of doing something so she'll stop doing this? Or I wonder when she walks in, can you just walk away? Or like, sorry, I'm closed. Like,
I know.
I wonder just if you try and ignore her as much as you can.
Yeah, or like have a chat with your manager and see if there's a way that you can just leave still. But then it also looks like she's bothering you if you're like,
running
like in bunny ears, running away every time she is to come in. But also, you shouldn't have to deal with having to serve her. That's awkward for you. It's uncomfortable.
It's weird.
You don't want to have to deal with that. Like, I wonder, does she want? Because I was thinking, maybe should she get her boyfriend's text? But what
would your one be loving that then?
That's what I mean. She probably wants that attention. What about boyfriend to boyfriend? Or is that weird? Like, but like boyfriend to her. Does this girl's new boyfriend?
Can you tell
your girlfriend is coming in?
Because I wonder, does the...
Probably not.
Does he know?
No.
Yeah.
Could you be like, here, I just want to let you know, she'd always come to her shop, like, coming up to her tails, and it's making her feel... Like, I know it's not getting to you, but it's making you feel...
Weird.
Sure, it's making you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Icky look.
Is that weird? Is that... Like, am I being crazy saying that? That you
could
do that? The boyfriend's boyfriend?
Or could she text his boyfriend?
I feel like she shouldn't be involved with it.
Right.
Because it's going to give your one feel. Although it's going to feel...
Feels as far.
Oh, I don't know. We can't sit on the fence,
I'd try and ignore her in the shop and hopefully she'll just get bored and give it up. Yeah. If you see her walk away, like, let your manager know this is happening. Because I feel like any involvement with her boyfriend, she's going to love that. Like,
yeah.
It's nearly like that's what she's looking for.
She's kind of winning.
Yeah, yeah. That's what she's looking for. So if you could, like...
And I just don't think she's going to... If you were to text her, she's going to be like, oh, yeah, sorry, no probs. It's going to make her...
Sorry, I've been annoying you for the last 2 years or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't mean it. Like, she literally is trying to upset her. So I think, like Ellie said, just have... Like, try to ignore it as much as you can. Mm. You already are above her. Like, and you're already rising above it, which, like, you're a better woman than me because I know it's hard not to... Message or like
say something or
sorry, I'm after hiccuping into the mic. That's really hard to not, especially because that's a new boyfriend. I think
that's just odd.
Yeah,
odd.
I think keep doing you, keep ignoring. That is the best thing to do.
Run away from her.
Yeah,
and it's not in a sense of you run away from her. It's like too big for the ship, like. Don't want to be dealing with this.
Yeah. And I think one side of beef is dangerous. People are very strange with it. So
they just make up their own stuff in their head. Like,
they make up, yeah. They're probably adding two
random things
together, making six.
Yeah.
So I think don't be afraid to talk about it. Like, if it's happened again, like chatting to your friends or like your boyfriend, just, and if it's upsetting you, say it's upsetting you and just don't be bottling it up and saying, oh, it's fine, I'm used to it now. Like, you shouldn't have to be used to it. But I think any interaction with her, I would fear that she would get worse.
Yeah.
Or thrive off
that.
And
that's what she's waiting
for. More feel. Yeah. Yeah. And you've gone this kind of long now, but yeah, that's what I would do. Actually, when I think about what I would do, probably, I don't know, it's so hard.
It's so hard to not be in the situation and think of what to do.
I'd be like pissed off. And when I'm pissed off, I feel like I'd be close to messaging.
Yeah.
Just being like, what is your...
What are you doing, like?
Yeah. What is your problem, like?
It's odd.
Yeah. It is weird. But then it's like we said, she might be like, what do you mean? Like, that's my local shop. I just so happen to be at your till. every time. Do you know? She kind of, like, she's not going to be like, oh, yeah, sorry, no probs.
Like, if my ex's new girlfriend or whatever, like...
Or your boyfriend's new... Sorry, yeah.
Yeah. You just wouldn't do that.
I know.
You just wouldn't.
You just don't.
Just... What?
I hope she's younger than 18, because otherwise that is even worse.
It's
than
it is. Weird.
But that's it, guys. Send your dilemma, first world problem, or rant into homewardrink@growlearnnow.com. New episodes of Home or Drink Extra Juice come out every Monday, and our main episodes are out on Wednesday.
Thanks to Pennies for sponsoring this episode. Don't forget to check out the Read Aura Summer 24 collection in your nearest Pennies Primark store now. It is stunning. We love it.
Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you listen on. And we'll talk to you soon, Brits.
Mm-hmm. Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.